I'm talking with Dusty Gray, the mayor of Pottsville, and they had quite an adventure Sunday morning as they tried to fix a water main. Mayor Gray, will you tell me a little bit about that?
What we saw over the last 24 hours was a community that came together. Yeah, we had a break, some concrete hit one of our water mains, and it was a very sour situation, but our guys and our community, our staff, everybody really just turned it into such a positive and warming experience and gift. We're really building something special here, and we're super blessed with the team and the people that call this place home. We love everybody, and we love to see the support.
Yeah, it looked like you guys were out there in the mud and the muck making sure that you got the water pressure back up for people, and it looks like maybe that was fixed by around 6 o'clock on Sunday evening or something like that. Does that sound right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we fixed it around 6 p.m., I believe is right whenever we were actually finishing everything up. We were actually getting cleaned up because most of us were covered from head to toe in mud. We started digging around 9:30. So we had a full day. We started about 4 a.m.
And so for people who live in Pottsville, are there any boil orders just for any ordinary residents? Is there anything that they need to be concerned about?
So no residents should have to worry about anything for precautionary boil orders. The only thing that's in effect is the Pottsville High School and the Pottsville Junior High School. Superintendent Shane Thurman was notified of this, and the test results should be back some point tomorrow, and everything should be clean and clear, but that's it.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mayor Gray. Appreciate your work on
this.